AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A former U.S. diplomat who spent two decades climbing up the State Department's ranks is accused of being a mole for Cuba. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The FBI arrested Manuel Rocha Friday. The Justice Department says he'd used various high-level positions, including on the National Security Council and as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, to work with Cuban intelligence against the U.S.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the FBI learned of Rocha's Cuban ties last year and arranged for someone posing as a Cuban spy to contact Rocha.
Rocha repeatedly referred to the United States as, quote, the enemy.
The Justice Department did not detail what information Rocha may have provided Havana while he was a diplomat. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Supreme Court wrestled with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy deal. The deal would shield members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. They would contribute up to $6 billion and give up ownership of the company, but retain billions more. The justices seemed reluctant to break up an exhaustively negotiated agreement, but they're also leery of somehow rewarding the Sacklers. Justice Elena Kagan summed it up.
You get a discharge when you put all your assets on the table to be divided up among your creditors. And I think everybody thinks that the Sacklers didn't come anywhere close to doing that.
A decision is expected in the summer. The Treasury Department is announcing a new strike force to help combat illicit fentanyl trafficking. Israel's military called for more evacuations in southern Gaza. Five people were killed in a shooting at a Washington State home, and the dead include the suspected shooter. This is AP News. Fewer airplanes and helicopters will be flying tours over Mount Rushmore and other monuments because of new regulations.
New management plans are being rolled out at nearly two dozen national parks and monuments, and they address years of complaints by visitors and tribal residents about the thumping, whirling sounds of helicopter blades drowning out the sound of birds, babbling brooks, and bubbling lava. Tour flights at Mount Rushmore and Badlands National Park will be kept mostly a half mile away from the two South Dakota sites. But tour operators are considering lawsuits to challenge the new rules. They say they provide unrivaled access to national treasures, particularly for the elderly and the disabled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Streaming service Spotify says it's laying off 17% of its global workforce. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.